ultimate goal to merge the United States, to remove her ability to resist this new global order. Friends, things are happening very, very quickly. You need to pay attention to what's going on and become a true follower of Jesus Christ. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879. That's Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Get a copy of my book, Seduction of the Saints.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of...
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
I am fine, Dr. Stan.
Well, it's good to have you with us, and are we going to be talking about ICLEI tonight? What are we going to be talking about?
Well, we are going to be talking about Sustainable Development Agenda 21, but tonight we're going to talk about the ICLEI organization in the context of Agenda 21.
All right, let's talk about ICLEI in context of Agenda 21. Go ahead.
Well, ICLEI is the organization that is the acronym for the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. Now, just a bottom line, a factoid or two, so that people can gain the relevance of why this discussion is important. ICLEI, this international NGO, has contracts with over 600 cities in the United States. And under those contracts, taxpayer funds are paid to ICLEI in order to bring in sustainability policies into your neighborhoods in accordance with global warming control mandates. So we have 600 communities in this country paying taxpayer fees to this international organization that is an agent of the United Nations for purposes of creating a one world government. I can go into any city in America where ICLEI is paying these contract fees and say, how many citizens are aware of this? And in any city in America, the answer would be no one, except for the people who are aware, the numbers are growing, of ICLEI as an internationalist organization that is treasonously connecting with your local elected officials for the purposes of implementing the United Nations Agenda 21 or sustainability programs in local communities, United States, and all around the world. This is an act of treason. I don't say that lightly. I'm talking about Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution, which prevents any state or local government from engaging, contracting, having allegiances with foreign political entities. The ICLEI organization is an internationalist group with headquarters on every continent. On this continent, it is Toronto, Canada. It has an office in Berkeley, recently moved to Oakland, California, the neighboring city. ICLEI is about bringing globalist policies into your neighborhood under the ruse of global warming. They can change their purpose at any time. Their goal is the implementation of a one-world government system in accordance with the Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Protocol.
And I think it's important for people to understand this whole scam of global warming, and it is a scam. I mean, we've never had such a cold winter. We've been having global cooling for the last 10 years. The Arctic ice pack is increasing. Of course, they control the media, so everything you're reading the media is kind of confirm, oh, global warming is a terrible threat. Well, maybe it isn't warming. Maybe it's cooling, but that's all the climate change. It's related to the CO2. We've got to cut back on CO2 and energy production. And ladies and gentlemen, it is really an attack on the manufacturing and industrial base of our nation. It is the conscious, organized effort of being engaged in by many of our political leaders to destroy the industrial infrastructure of America. We're under attack today, and most Americans have no idea. Well, Michael, you go right ahead.
And that's why we have the program of sustainability. Sustainability is the guiding post for creating this new world dynamic where human rights replace the idea that you have unalienable rights. The difference between human rights and unalienable rights is the core issue of today's political economic drive that is led in your community by this organization called ICLEI that your city council or board of supervisors has treasonously contracted with for the purposes of bringing this foreign ideology that seeks the abolition of private property, the education for global citizenship, and that seeks to have the advent of an all-seeing eye so that all of your activity is monitored and controlled. This is the sustainability program. Global warming is the excuse to bring us to the sustainability program. And Dr. Monteith is exactly right when he says that the effort is to debase our standard of living so that total control can be taken over the American people. The issue for normal Americans is if they take their funny money system and make our life difficult, what am I going to do? How am I going to manage? These are practical considerations to give consideration to. But understand, at the end, we win the battle on our freedom if we successfully expose and run out of town the ICLEI organization. This is the Think Globally, Act Locally initiative in place, supported by all the public-private partners in your community. Okay? Many of them have no idea what they're really doing, but they have signed up as a public-private partner, meaning that they're being assessed for their capacity to survive in the emerging public-private partnership system of economics that America has unleashed herself toward. This is the Mussolini system of economics, where government picks its 12 favorite partners to run the whole society.
And we're moving very, very rapidly towards all power being controlled by government. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess, of course, this is Michael Shaw. We're talking about this whole idea of sustainable development. If you want to substitute the word socialism for sustainable development, you can. It's all about government control. But, oh, my goodness, we've got to do something. We've got to give the government more control over this, that, or the other thing. Certainly, we've got to cut back on our utilization of energy. People can't be drinking all the water, using 150 gallons of water, 140 gallons of water a day. We've got to get them down to about 10 gallons of water a day because we're running out of water. And you understand, of course, we're suddenly the air is polluted. That's why we've got to do away with carbon dioxide, that terrible toxic gas. And we've got to stop getting all this CO2 out in the atmosphere. We've got to start collecting the CO2 that comes from our power plants, you know. And, of course, we lose about 28% of the power from the power plant. But that's all right. We've got to stop that toxic gas, CO2, which of course makes flowers grow and trees grow, and without CO2 there wouldn't be any plant growth in the world. But They have now declared CO2 to be a toxic gas, and it came from the Environmental Protection Agency, and aren't they there to help us? Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, Doctor, I'm going to disagree with your premise there. This is not a socialist system of economics. It is a communist system of justice, that is, a social justice system. It is a fascist system of economics, meaning government partners with its business buddies. And if you're not a buddy of government, you're not a partner. That's much different than free enterprise. And that's the system of economics that we have moved into in many, if not most, major industries. And that's the problem we're facing economically today. Our system of justice is falling apart because our system of justice is accepting a different principle of justice than the principle upon which America was founded, which is the principle of equal justice, meaning that all people are treated the same way at all times because there are certain unalienable rights that each of us are vested with, and these inalienable rights protect us against the control of government. Today, though, we're shifting into a system of social justice where government has all power and all control, and where it views its subjects as members of groups, and different results come to different groups at different times. There are no rights that are immutable. Rights are determined like animal rights, human rights, are determined by a ruling elite. And that is the system of justice that we're falling prey to. The system of economics shows itself up through organizations like ICLEI, which come into communities and look for the public-private partners who then can be favored for economic activity within that community. But that is all a selection process for who the winners and losers, whether you're talking about farmers and ranchers, or whether you're talking about housing developers or retail outlets and so many other commercial enterprises in America today. And that becomes our problem. This is just not an old-fashioned leftist grab of socialism. This is far more sophisticated than that. And that's why it dupes everyone, because Agenda 21 is designed to appeal to left-wing globalists and right-wing globalists. And believe me, there are both left-wing globalists and there are right-wing globalists, and that's what the political spectrum is all about. Because at our elected level, if you're not a globalist, you don't get elected. Because the globalist system in control of America today simply makes sure of that. And that's why an organization like ICLEI can come into your town and there's no reaction. The press is quiet. Doesn't tell the public. You're now a local outfit of an internationalist city organization that is the infrastructure of the planned one world or new world government. Right under our noses. Well, the good thing, Dr. Stan, is that a number of communities are catching on to this rather rapidly. And it has forced the rats into the sunlight. And this bodes well for what can happen in other communities.
Well, I think it's vitally important that people really understand there is an organized effort to alter the framework of our society. And, of course, it's not coming from Beijing and it's not coming from Moscow. It's coming from these internationalists, these globalists who control both political parties, who control the media, because 90% of the major media outlets in this country are controlled by about five or six corporations. They can all be actually tied into the Trilateral Commission, CFR, Bilderberger Complex, which really, of course, goes right along with this whole idea. Why? Because it's all about creating a world government, destroying the sovereignty of our nation, enslaving and impoverishing our people. And that's why our living standards are going down. That's why we have the recession. That's why we suddenly are not getting more jobs. And they tell us, oh, we got lots more jobs this last month. But the unemployment rate went up. Well, how could we have a lot more jobs and the unemployment rate went up from 9.7 to 9.9, and they look at you and say, don't ask stupid questions. Of course, everything's fine. And look, don't you believe me? Just because the unemployment rate went up, you don't really think that we're not telling you the truth, do you? Lots more jobs, you know, lots more people employed, but the unemployment rate goes up. And most people scratch their heads and say, well, gee, I guess I was just, I must have misunderstood the figures then. Anyway, Michael, certainly we're moving rapidly, you know, towards a consolidation across the country, but basically more and more people are learning about ICLEI, aren't they, and about sustainable development, and about these subversive plans that are being foisted upon the people by their elected leaders?
Well, certainly that is the case, but, you know, the time has moved along, and it's necessary that listeners tonight who are unaware or not too familiar with ICLEI become familiar with ICLEI. And you can do that. You can go to freedomadvocates.org, and you can on our homepage you'll see a couple of headline stories about ICLEI, and they're well linked summaries, and will give you a good understanding of what it is. A listing of every city in the country that by state that is a member of ICLEI, so you can find the closest ICLEI to you and help people in those communities. Because if ICLEI is within a 10 county radius of you, it has an effect on you. Because when ICLEI comes in, it doesn't only go with a contract with the city; it then teams up with the regional authorities that are now in every state. I call these the transnational sea of Soviets. Anyway, it lines up with all these Soviets, air boards and water boards and transportation boards, and it gets all of their policies in line with the infrastructure requirements of Agenda 21, the one-world government, where all human beings are to be thrust into these smart growth zones, these stack 'em and pack 'em places where people will be jammed in, put on a train to go to their assigned work, okay, while the outside areas are left untouched by ordinary man. Returning to the wildlands, as it's called, over 50% of America to be dedicated to permanent open space without entry by human beings, without resource extraction, meaning that the world will not support the population base that exists today. That's why Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, this program for sustainability championed by the ICLEI organization, calls for a reduction in human population to 1 billion people.
Well, now, give your website out again so people can go there and get your information. What's the website?
It's freedomadvocates.org, and at the homepage you'll find an article, if you scroll down a bit, called the ICLEI Primer.
That's freedomadvocates.org. Go right ahead.
Well, let's talk a little bit specifically about ICLEI. It was launched in 1990 at the World Congress of Local Governments for a Sustainable Future and was based at the time in Toronto, Canada. It now has offices all around the globe on every continent, and it includes Berkeley, now Oakland, California. Its stated mission is to provide policy recommendations to assist local governments in the implementation of sustainable development. Now, ICLEI was instrumental in the development of Agenda 21. It drafted Chapter 28 of that document in 1991 in preparation for the upcoming summit. So they are an originator of the whole Agenda 21 program, and they are an agent because they are an NGO of the UN, meaning that their purpose for existence is to implement Agenda 21 sustainable programs across the globe in an agency context with the United Nations. So they take the UN program and get it implemented into local city governments. They have 1,200 governments around the world, 600 of which are in the United States, for purposes of advancing sustainability. So it's important people understand what it is that we talk about regularly on your network, in regard to Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. We've certainly identified it from the outset as being a global to local program. And the local implementation is most clearly implemented through this organization, ICLEI.
And, of course, I think it's important that people understand that they feel that cars are not sustainable. They want to get people out of cars. The current levels of water consumption are not sustainable. The current levels of electric use and energy use are not sustainable. We've got to cut back on the use of natural resources. I said that we're going to have to alter the methods of farming now, and the current methods of farming are not sustainable. Everything is going to change, and with it, of course, will change our standard of living. These people have an agenda. They've written it out. It's called Agenda 21. What's Agenda 21? It's the agenda for the 21st century. You say you've never heard of it? Of course not. You're not supposed to. The media is controlled. Our educational system is controlled. And the politicians who are on the payroll are certainly not going to tell you, but you can get it from freedomadvocates.org. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, ICLEI, in describing itself, says that ICLEI is the local government for sustainability. It's an international association.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
They were pretty fairly stable up until about 1960, and since then they've just been zooming on up, and the average American doesn't understand this is all done intentionally. There's no better way to impoverish the people than simply to destroy the value of their currency, their life savings, and they're in the process of doing that. There's no better way to destroy the people than to run up the cost of the things they have, like electricity. Have you noticed your electricity bill is going up? And PG&E is putting in all these fancy new meters and doubling many times the cost of electricity. It's already high, and it's going to get a lot higher. And they say, oh, I guess we just made a mistake. Oh, my goodness, how could we have been so stupid? PG&E here in Northern California is saying, ladies and gentlemen, this is not stupidity. They know exactly what they're doing. They're going to run the cost of electricity up so high, you're going to have to lower your living standards and lower your use of electricity and air conditioning. I mean, why should you have air conditioning when the people of Africa out there in the middle of the Sahara Desert don't have electricity? We need equality throughout the world, and they're going to lower our living standards. But they can't tell the American people, can they, Michael?
Well, the real response to this, Stan, I think is kick Hickley out, okay? These are the rootings of the problems that come into communities. I mean, there are communities all over this country that have majors, or you can get a minor at your local state university in sustainability. So they're graduating all of these kids who are coming out without any idea of what the American Declaration of Independence is, but with this commitment to this new concept, this new order, controlled society. And so they're taking positions within the sustainability government that exists today. What we need to do is to awaken our communities to the fact that sustainability and ICLEI have taken control, and that this is driving us to the world that you're describing. Because certain things can't be avoided. We cannot get the buoyancy out of this fiat money system that we lived with for the last 100 years. The buoyancy is being taken out of the dollar by the masters of the dollar, who created the buoyancy only in an effort to generate the productivity of humankind running like rats on a rat meal. Now they've got the knowledge and information they need to clamp the chains upon us. Sustainability in your town is the local firing range for doing that. Shut them down and ride them out of town. That simple. Now, ICLEI came out in the last couple days from their Oakland headquarters here in the United States to a community in Colorado who has made this an issue. And they say, quote, we are a completely transparent organization. And I want to take a moment to address some of the big misconceptions here about ICLEI. We are not a United Nations organization, period. He writes out the word period. Well, that's true. You're not the United Nations. But you are an NGO accredited by the UN for implementing sustainability. Your name is local governments for sustainability.
And, of course, one of the major functions, even on the webpage, they talk about Agenda 21, don't they?
Oh, all the time.
And Agenda 21 is the UN plan, the UN agenda for the 21st century to transform society from what it has been to the wonderful utopia that they're going to create as they impoverish people throughout the world, at least those that they allow to continue living because they are dedicated to population control.
And he goes on to say, sustainability is not a concept invented by the UN, nor is it a secret agenda. He goes on to say, Walmart is one of America's corporate leaders in sustainability, because being more sustainable, that is, reducing energy use, helps it save money and reduce its environmental impact. Well, he's right. Walmart is a sustainability globalist corporation, multinational corporation, that is in bed with the globalist political machinery in order to create a new world order based upon public-private partnership where your unalienable rights, life, liberty, and property are abrogated by a government.
And it's not just Walmart, it's many of our major corporations, our major banks, or certainly the people who control the media, the people who control our government, and the people who control the great tax-exempt foundations, they're in the universities, and they're working in concert to transform the world from an America. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael is just saying that they use Walmart as a perfect example of this great idea. Well, of course, I understand that. I mean, Walmart has all sorts of slave labor factories over there in China where they have using child labor. Walmart is all throughout the world. It's an internationalist corporation. It's not an American corporation. It's a globalist corporation going right along with the globalist agenda. But I bet they didn't mention that when they were defending equity, did they? Go ahead, Michael.
Well, that's right, Dr. Stan. There are many, big boulders lined up against us, but how many of the 310 million Americans really want to see such a world come upon us? And while there may be many people knowing people at high places, and there may be legions of people working in their pursuit without understanding the full picture, there are many, many more of us who simply say, no, you're not taking my children to slavery or serfdom. This will not stand. And that's the great opportunity. That's the manna from heaven in dealing with this globalist assault upon America. Because if you happen to be lucky enough to live in an ICLEI town, make your knowledge known. That's what we need to do to begin to establish a counteroffensive that takes the globalist program right out of our city. Now, that doesn't mean we'll get all the roots out with this one yank, but this will be the taproot in our local community to be able to trace from the ICLEI organization and to its local arms, whether they're operating with regional water or regional air or regional transportation boards, or with your city planning department. So what you want to do is clean their drawers. Use the legal process to do that. There are many strategies to begin to think about deploying in terms of exposing and ridding your community of ICLEI. This is our chance to begin the recapture of freedom. It will not be a victory in one step, but this is the opening battleground. And if ICLEI can be exposed, the concepts of globalism will become more apparent to more people across this country.
Hold that thought, Michael. We'll be back here in just a moment with Michael Shaw. And this is Dr. Stan. My guest is Michael Shaw. And certainly, if you'd like to call us, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Michael. And then, of course, Michael, before we go on, I want you to go ahead and get out your web page and tell people how they can get to your website and tell them what they'll find at the website, because Michael's got a lot of great information on ICLEI, on sustainable development, on Agenda 21. You can get Agenda 21 from him. They don't want you to get it. They used to publish it. They are not publishing it now, but it is available from Michael. Get Agenda 21, read it. Read the Earth Charter, which is a very, very short version of this whole concept, written, of course, by Mikhail Gorbachev, the former dictator of Russia, by Marie Strong, a multi-billionaire who's living in China today, very close, friends with the Rockefellers, got his billions of dollars working with the Rockefellers, and by Stephen Rockefeller, who is Nelson Rockefeller's son. David Rockefeller's nephew, and this certainly lays out the whole program, the whole globalist program, the spiritual implications of this globalist program. It's called the Earth Charter. It's available on the Internet, or I'm sure you can get it from Michael. If not, you can get it from our ministry. But, Michael, how can people get to your website, get your information, and what they should they specifically get from you?
Well, our purpose is to bring to the public summary information as well as in-depth information on this globalist program of sustainable development. The reason we took that on is because, like you, Dr. Stan, we live in Santa Cruz County, California. This was one of the seed banks for the introduction of sustainability policies far before the time that it was actually adopted by the United Nations at its 1992 Earth Summit held in Rio de Janeiro. And so, because of experiences here in Santa Cruz, you know, we learned early what the consequence will be to people as these programs infiltrate our town. Today, I can tell you that what was experimental in Santa Cruz over the last few decades is now in every county in the country. Agenda 21, through federal agencies and NGOs, that is, organizations that are accredited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing sustainability policies, that reality has caused every county in the country to, one way or another, be subjected to the effects of Agenda 21. That means that private property is being abolished. And any place in rural western United States knows that their neighbors, one by one, are going down because rural economics has been destroyed on purpose in order to run people off their land, in order to implement the Agenda 21 program calling for wildlands in over half of the American landscape. Wildlands means that no human being can enter it and no resource can exit it. That's what wildlands means. We have senators all over this country introducing bills that put half their own state into wildlands protection. John Tester up in Montana is doing that now.
And of course, this is then where the bears and the wolves and certainly the coyotes, and this is why, of course, we have all this regulations as far as wildlife. They really want to turn the much of our country back over to the animals and get the people into small little enclaves where they can watch them. Everything is about surveillance society. We have a great DVD on the shadow government going into the fact that they're listening to your telephone calls. Every telephone call has been recorded for a long period of time, having nothing to do with terrorism. Project Echelon, you probably never heard of it if you haven't listened to our programs, but Project Echelon has been listening to your programs and reading your emails and reading your faxes for a long period of time, and not just yours, everyone in the world. And we've got Maggie on the line calling from Texas. Hi, Maggie, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. Mr. Shaw, what do you think that these local governments that are signed on to ICLEI, which seems to be just about every major city in the country and a number of smaller ones too, do you think those local governments truly understand the big picture, or is it more that they're greedy for the grants and things that come with it?
Well, that's a good question. And what I would say that is this, that here in California, you can't make a claim of treason against someone, because treason requires that they know what they're doing. Mm. So you have to provide information, misprision of treason. In other words, city councilor, do you understand what ICLEI and sustainability is? Let me direct you here or there so that you can begin to understand. But understand that in the context of pursuing the ICLEI program, you are, Miss or Sir, reaching Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution. Now, he may say, well, our sheriff isn't going to bring that charge against me, to which I say, well, listen to Sheriff Mack and get yourself the right kind of sheriff. You say, well, our DA is not going to do anything about that. I say, well, then find yourself a good DA. But the point remains that anyone sitting in public office that is sitting on a contract with ICLEI, meaning that your planning departments are being directed by this globalist organization dedicated to the abolition of private property. And I don't care what you think that your representative thinks he's getting a benefit from that transaction. He is violating the U.S. Constitution, and he needs to be taken to task for that.
And because if he doesn't know, he needs to be educated. If he doesn't know, then he is a subversive and guilty of treason. Because basically this is an internationalist movement. It's not just here in America. It's all throughout the world to bring everybody and all private property and everything under the control of a massive bureaucracy, just exactly as they have in China today, as they have in the Soviet Union today. A long-range plan, and the average American has never even heard of ICLEI.
And that's what listeners have a chance to do, is that copying some of these other cities that are beginning to make a splash on ICLEI, or just engineering their own path. There's a thousand ways to skin this cat. But there's a way in every town that is an ICLEI town, because your town is on the globalist city path. You know, ICLEI has a world congress. It acts as a shadow international government where your elected officials get to go to someplace around the world and sit on this council that makes shadow world laws. Now, anybody doing that who doesn't think they're a traitor to the U.S. Constitution is a numbskull.
Anything else, Maggie? Does that answer your question?
Well, it seems to me that Mr. Shaw is saying that it doesn't really matter, with which I agree, and that he doesn't know, which I guess.
Well, what he's saying is it's your job to teach the people on your local city council what this is about, so they can't say, well, I didn't know. And once they do know, and if they still go along with it, then they could become part of a subversive movement, because this is an effort to subvert our way of life. It is an effort to do an end run around the Constitution. It is an effort to centralize control globally, but of course will be enacted locally by our local officials, who of course are betrayed the trust of the people who put them in office. Anything else, Maggie, before we let you go?
Yes, just to thank you for bringing this subject out. I first learned about it on your program here around last November. It was a woman talking, and now I've heard Mr. Shaw talk about it several times, and just keep these programs coming.
Well,
we're very much appreciated.
We will, as long as the Lord gives us breath. And incidentally, Mr. Shaw will be speaking at our October 17th conference, and I hope he'll be speaking on ICLEI. That's an all-day conference here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay. On the 17th of October, it's a Sunday, we got 185 people out last year. Had to turn people away. Hope you'll be able to make it this year. Anyway, thanks so much, Maggie. And let's
go. Thank you.
Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Michael.
Well, ICLEI also calls itself the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. Now, it today calls itself Local Governments for Sustainability, and they say about themselves that they have a broad mandate to address sustainability issues. You know, every time you think sustainability, you need to also put in your mind, for expression to others or for just solidification of your own thought, a about how sustainability is a constant drip-by-drip attack upon the idea of unalienable rights. And so I think the finest way to find the defense for your position is to understand unalienable rights, because then it becomes much more clear to contrast what it is that sustainability is all about. Because sustainability is designed to create the political derecognition of any idea of anything that is unalienable. And remember, unalienable rights are those rights that are imbued within us via creation. And when a political entity negates the recognition of those rights, that is tyranny. Sustainability is tyranny.
And of course,
if you don't get ICLEI out of your town, kick them out, you will be living in a tyrannical zone if you are not already.
And basically, of course, you want to do just is expand the power of local government over every aspect of your life. Why do you think they're putting all those video cameras in? Why do you think that they are always simply listening to your telephone calls? Why do you think that the census people simply have your home marked with GPS localizers? Why do you think, of course, that they are setting up a system of informants in this country? It's called InfraGard, InfraGard. You can look it up on the internet. Your local neighbors, their job, they're recruited into this organization under the auspices of the FBI to inform on their neighbors. They're setting up these informants all across America. Why do you think they're doing that? Why do you think they want to get you out of your house and then, of course, that gets you, move you into affordable housing? An awful lot of people have lost their homes. Can they end up in affordable housing where they can be carefully watched in these new housing developments they're putting in? They know exactly what they're doing. They're following a master plan. They just don't want you common people to understand. Not until it's too late. Well, let's go to Bruce, who's calling from Spokane. Hi, Bruce. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan.
Have a question for our guest.
Well, I just want to comment that what he mentioned is definitely in place in our city of Spokane, Washington. ICLEI is well entrenched in our city council. We have a sustainable development manager within the city, and it's following the pattern quite well. Now, there's several of us have been attending city council meetings and in trying to point it out directly to them that they are in a tenuous situation by having an extra governmental or extra an outside of the United States system that is in potentially treasonous, and there are the people with common sense on the city council are definitely outweighed by those who have completely sold within the system. And
well,
they
the
are
people, if the good people on the city council speak out clearly, they understand the issue and speak out clearly, then you are only a matter of time, I suspect, away from the majority of council running in shame.
Well, we're not necessarily certain of that, because the people that speak clearly about that are uninvited to the special meetings that the rest of them have, and they're gone around their backs in a lot of the situations and plans.
Well, Bruce, what you've got to do is get your people who care about American freedom, onto the city council. That is what they fear.
Well, we're trying, and we have tried, and this last time, I think it really brought to the forefront how incredibly important that is. If for a long time, the local communist rag newspaper would hit on the city council, telling them how awful they were until they got their green boy on the city council. And now there's nothing but good news to say. We put forth two initiatives to the city council about abandoning all association with ICLEI. And they are not happy with that at all. And we, if we keep on city council, we have enough people there or seem to show up to irritate them constantly. And that's what we plan to do. But we're trying to find good people to replace them.
That's what you really need. I mean, basically going and talking to the people who are already committed to the other side, who are traitors to our country, it doesn't do much good. But when you
I disagree with that. This is doing tremendous good because it is building the pressure to kick ICLEI out. Now, nobody has kicked ICLEI out. But once it happens one place, there will be a cascade. Well, so I look to the people of Spokane and I say, you guys are jolly good leaders. Good luck and keep us surprised because what you're doing is a shot to be heard around the world.
It is a tiring process. And we hope we don't run out of energy. Now, we need
the pressure to come and, you know, the Revolutionary War, nobody fought all the time. Everybody fought some of the time. Okay, so... Your city mates need to come to your support and let you return home sometimes and do the things in life that everyone needs to do. That's how we have to win this battle. And my hat is off to you and to so many others in Spokane who've taken this battle on.
I would like to have it arranged some of the people that are at the forefront of this to speak to you at some time if I could get a contact.
You can contact me through freedomadvocates.org, the info account there, and we'll proceed as you would like.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, Bruce, thanks so much, and keep up the great work. The people up there in Spokane are doing a great job, but they need lots
nice
of help.
Well, it doesn't seem like we've made enough progress, though.
Don't get discouraged. Believe me, they're concerned because you're speaking out and getting people informed.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, Michael, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, Dr. Stan, that last call, that's the kind of call we're receiving from various places around the country. Spokane is not...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression, and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
And you can call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can go to our website. We have a PayPal button there. If you're not in a position to help us financially, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty and for our family and for our staff, for our provision and our protection. Michael Shaw will be speaking on the 17th of October at the Radio Liberty All-Day Conference to be held here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay, and we'll be announcing that, but hope that you'll put that a date aside. And then, of course, the Conspiracy Conference is going to be held on the 5th and 6th of June in Santa Clara. For more information, go to 925-449-6844. That's 925-449-6844. They've got a lot of great speakers coming, and I'm not going to be speaking. I'm going to have a table there, though. And certainly a lot of our friends are going to be there. Michael Kaufman, frequent guest here, will be speaking, and Len Horowitz, an old friend who did some of the initial excellent work on the AIDS epidemic, will be there as a speaker. And it's an interesting cross-section. You need to understand where all these people are coming from. All of them recognize this conspiracy, and there is a conspiracy. I don't think many of them really understand that this is a satanic conspiracy. It's a conspiracy against God. And if you need more information on that, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and get our talk on the secret or the final secret. Get our talk on the financial Armageddon, and there are syllabuses with both of those. You really want to get them. We have so many talks, whether it be on the world revolution, on the planned police state, on the planned population reduction. They really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. You say, how could they do that? Well, they'll do it by famine, by creating new and terrible diseases, by certainly war, and we're moving into a war with Iran. I can't tell you when it's coming, but I fear it's not too far off, and I just hope it's going to be a short war, that it will be a limited war, and that it'll be over. Let's hope and pray, but then certainly there's no reason to prolong the war in Iraq. The United States government won the war in 7 days. We could have certainly pulled our troops out and turned it over to the Iraqis. Instead of that, they sent people from Washington, D.C. to dissolve the army, to dissolve the police force, to dissolve the civil service so there's no electricity, water, or sewage, to close down the schools, to close down the factories, to create chaos, and we're still there 7 years later and more violence than ever before. We've destroyed a stable nation. Maybe Saddam Hussein was a terrible guy, which he was. But remember, he was on the American payroll. He worked for the CIA in the late 1950s. We brought him to power in 1979. We financed him all during the Iraq-Iran war. We gave him the war materials. We gave him billions of dollars, and you can check all of these things out on the Internet. Saddam Hussein was our man. We carry a book called See No Evil by Robert Baer. It was a